This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Swan Lake is one of the world's best-known ballets. It may also be at the heart of that acid attack on the artistic director of the Bolshoi Ballet a couple of months ago. There is some speculation this week that that attack was choreographed by a man whose ballerina girlfriend had been denied the lead role in Swan Lake, which does seem a little harsh, no? We asked Marketplace's Adrian Hill why Swan Lake is such a big deal for ballerinas and their ballet companies.
Dancing, swan-like, delicately across the stage, it's a dream. Alice Pascal Escher is a dance professor at Tulane University.
I would think that being the lead in Swan Lake would have to be the highlight of a classical ballerina's career.
She says it's the quintessential role for a ballerina.
From the earliest days that you take ballet, when you go to ballet class, whether you have recorded music or you have an accompanist playing the music, you hear the music from Swan Lake. You dance to the music of Swan Lake.
Dancers learn the variations from their very earliest ballet classes, starting with the Four Little Swans, slowly working up to the evil, perfect black swan. It's technical, it's dramatic, it's poetic.
It's just a beautiful ballet start to finish.
Septime Weber is artistic director of the Washington Ballet. He says it can also be pretty beautiful for a ballet company's ticket sales.
When you've got something like Swan Lake that really helps at the box office, it's a really important vehicle for financial stability for an arts institution.
Ballet is an expensive art form. Swan Lake helps pay the rent.
Swan Lake can serve as a point of entry for adult audiences into the world of ballet.
With its intrigue, magic, and its lovely lead ballerina. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.